Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Larry Richard with our weekly visit. Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission is Rich Fitzgerald in studio. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Boy, so much going on internationally, and we have such a large Jewish population here. I know the ceasefire seems to be holding between Israel and Iran, and for everybody, that pause in, you know, the bombings and violence is welcomed.
It seems to have been very successful. What has happened over the weekend with the president ordered, and kudos to him being willing to do that and have that happen. And again, the ceasefire so far, again, fingers crossed, can maybe bring some long time relief needed to the Middle East.
All right. We've got a lot going on here. Now, as former Allegheny County executive for a dozen years, this heat, and it causes some issues. A lot of times people think the extreme cold, but in this case, code red extended in Allegheny County through Friday because of the hot temperatures.
It is. And the administration, you know, County Executive Anna Murata and her team and Director Aaron Dalton have issued the code red. And you're right. In the wintertime, we certainly have this code blue when people are very, you know, concerned about the extreme cold. But now the extreme heat, dehydration, people being exposed very long. And so these cooling centers can really, really be important. And many municipalities, many counties, we had our county commissioners meeting the other day, and many of them have activated cooling centers in their counties.
That said, it makes the pools very popular.
The pools are very popular. And again, we've got to give credit to our elected officials. The mayor and the county executive got all the pools open. And that's not an easy thing to do with trying to find enough lifeguards. That's always a challenge every year. But pools being open, particularly this week, is so critical. And the attendance, I think I saw where, you know, Allegheny County's numbers are off the charts, and I'm sure they are around the region.
And North Park, which is near where I grew up, we talked
the
about
the biggest pool in the region.
It was the largest pool in the world at the time it was built for 10 cents. It was quite a bargain, and that was like almost an oasis for so many people. It still is.
It is.
And then you mentioned the challenges of getting lifeguards. In the case, I know in Delmont, Westmoreland County, they've issues where they can't get enough young people to be lifeguards, and that's a reoccurring challenge.
It really is. And what has happened, I know when we were, you know, Allegheny County, our Parks Department really spent all year long recruiting, going to the various swim teams and swim coaches at the various high schools and pools to try to recruit.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the pay has gone way, way up for, and, you know, like a lot of times in the market, you got to meet the market. And so, you know, sometimes the city of Pittsburgh and the county compete for those lifeguards. It's not an easy job. It's obviously a very stressful job and a very important job, but it's a great way to spend the summer for a young person to be able to have some employment.
So in this town, you know, if now that Aaron Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback, anything he says makes news. And you'd appreciate
he gets quoted
this
more than the president, I think, sometimes, and certainly in this town.
Yeah, he was on a national talk show suggesting this is his last year, which isn't a great surprise. But I was at a lunch. There were 12 guys there, and that news came out during the lunch, and everybody stopped. Like, it was kind of funny. Like, it's only, you know, we're not till July 23rd is when the players report to St. Vincent College in Latrobe. But that said, I want to put a footnote on T.J. McConnell in the NBA Finals, coming off the bench again, scoring like 16 points. They put all his stats for his time in the 7 games. It was really impressive, and just hats off to T.J. and his family.
It was really impressive, and it gave Pittsburghers kind of a local flavor to root for. You know, and every year the NBA Finals are important, but unless you're a fan of LeBron James or Steph Curry, there often isn't a Pittsburgh connection.
Right.
This year there was. And not only was there a Pittsburgh connection, but with the injury to Halliburton, it really elevated. And watching TJ out there, I mean, you talk about effort, and you talk about for that period in the third quarter for about 7 or 8 minutes where he was the offense
and
for the Pacers.
He brought them back.
He brought them back. And he left it all on the court. But what I love about him and the McConnell family is they embody what Pittsburghers are, hard-working people who just work. Obviously, he doesn't have the height of some of those folks or some of the other athletic abilities, but he has worked himself into the fact that he's had a 10-year career in the NBA. Incredible.
Keep in mind, after Char Valley, coached by his dad, they said, maybe he's too small to play at Duquesne. Then he dominates. He becomes Rookie of the Year. Then he goes with Sean Miller to Arizona. That's nice, but he'll never be able to make the NBA. And to your point, a decade later. By the way, did you see after Game 6, his dad, Tim, got on national television and was calling TJ out because he missed two foul shots early in the game. And they end up winning that game, and largely because of TJ.
If anybody knows Timbo, and those of us who know him, that's all we know him is Timbo. Nobody was surprised at that.
Oh, that was great.
I mean, the intensity of Timbo McConnell. I know every year when he was a coach at Char Valley, he would get his team ready for the season by running in the great race. They would all be wearing their Char Valley jerseys. Coach McConnell would be leading them on the 10K race in downtown Pittsburgh to get them ready for the season. So I'm sure watching the coaching of the young McConnell kids, obviously one's now in the WNBA. So it's
Megan.
It's an incredible. And obviously Aunt Susie still holding the NCAA assist record. That's the one record that Caitlin Clark couldn't break.
How about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Hats off to the McConnell family. I know they lost their matriarch this year, their mom, and
she
was
McConnell,
very special woman, as you can imagine.
And was it every game?
Oh.
Was it every you couldn't go into a gym without seeing Mr. and Mrs. McConnell at the sitting in the stands rooting for first children and then grandchildren.
Well, they showed Pittsburgh and they showed the whole basketball world what Pittsburgh's all about. Coming up, it's fair season in the county parks. We're going to hear about the big Butler fair. Date the latest, but it appears that the ceasefire in Iran and between Israel and Iran is holding for now. We continue our conversation with Southwestern Pennsylvania Executive Director. I like saying that so people know here. People know who you are. Anyway, Rich Fitzgerald is here, and it's county fair season.
County fair season is kicking off, and it's always exciting in all of our and communities, and particularly in our counties. And the one that always kicks it off every year is the Big Butler Fair. And joining us now is County Commissioner Kevin Boozle from Butler County. Commissioner Boozle is in his third term. And Kevin, with the heat and everything, what can we expect this weekend as the Big Butler Fair kicks off?
Lots of milkshakes, I'm guessing, and lots of places to hang out in out of the sun. But it is our 169th Big Butler Fair, and I believe it's one of the oldest fairs around. So we're excited to kick it off on the 27th, which is just a few days away.
Yeah, it's exciting. And again, as it always comes that week before the 4th of July, and as really the summer season hits its starts to hit into full gear as we go on. You know, what are some of the things folks who make the trip in, whether they live in Butler County or live in another county and want to go with their family and see some of the great things that are happening at the fair? What can people expect?
Well, we have 4th of July fireworks. It always kicks it off pretty good for the families. That's a really big family day at the fair. We also have concerts, and we have lots of rides and carnival type games, and we have a lot of events and entries. We have demolition derbies. They have some races going on up there. They have some tractor pulls, just lots of things that people may not see on any given day. But it is an exciting place to be. And I know that the North Country Brewery is one of the beverages that'll be there. That's one of our breweries here in Butler County. Has lots of breweries here. We have one of the most breweries in most of Pennsylvania as far as counties go. We have a lot of breweries here. So, you know, that's another thing that you can look forward to. But we have a Let Freedom Ring, which is one of the concerts that are happening. We also have a bike night going on That'll be, on Friday, June 27th. We have Gary Burke III, who also plays here. Black Ridge, the Hawkeyes, lots of bands, lots of things going on. And then Tyler Farr will also be here, which is a pretty big name for us to have. And we have the Eldorado Band. There's just so much going on. It's hard to put it all in words.
Well, I know the fair officially opens Friday, but even today you have at 1 o'clock the harness racing, which I always thought was really cool because the only place I ever saw or heard of it was the Meadows. So you get an opportunity to see harness racing today and tomorrow at 1. And I've been there, Kevin, many times. We even broadcast from there a few times. I was telling Rich, John Shumway was big fan of the 4-H stuff, which I know a lot of people take great pride in.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger attractions. Believe it or not, they also have a lot of the tractors and so on, the older tractors. In fact, at the we have another event comes up too. We're blessed in Butler County. We also have the farm show, and they do things there as well, such as the steam show and the old tractors. And so I have a John Deere M. I try to take it up every year. But it was a 1947 John Deere M. But there's many, many tractors, many, many kinds. It's just a great event and attraction. We have a lot of things to do here in Butler, but each one of these events, one's in July, one's in August, but it just brings in a lot of people from around the area, from all over southwestern Pennsylvania. So we're blessed to have that.
So, Commissioner, switching gears here just a little bit, I think a lot of people would be surprised to learn that Butler County has more manufacturing plants than any county in the state, and a lot of growth going on, a lot of things happening. So maybe update us a little bit about some of the things that are happening in and around the county when it comes to, economics, jobs, those type of things.
Sure. In Butler County, we have population growth. It's clicking rather rapidly. In fact, we're anticipating reaching the 210,000 population mark, which is the threshold to become we're currently a class 4 county. That would put us into a class 3 county, anticipating that by the next census. That's my guess. But the growth and the manufacturing, the house builds that are happening are so rapid. Of course, everyone says Cranberry, but it's all southwestern, southern part of Butler County that is growing. We have Buffalo that's coming up. We have a tech corridor coming out, 28. We have a lot of industry, a lot of parks, industrial parks coming in. In one development in Butler County called the Meter Farm, it was one of the most, it's one of the fastest growing areas, of course, in Cranberry, but they had over 800 individual units of housing go in into one location, but it was unique because they put in a sort of their own main street. They have their own pharmacy, they have their own brewery, they have their own shops, but it's all contained within this one area. So you can rent an apartment, or you can buy a condo. There's a lot of different avenues that people want to go, and it attracts all people. We have older people, we have very young people, new families coming in. Actually, Seneca Valley, that would be the Seneca Valley School District, is anticipated to be the largest school district in Pennsylvania in the near future. So, yeah, our growth is going well. We have a lot of industry. We have a lot of headquarters coming up in our area. Of course, we have Westinghouse, and we have several others. PPG has some office spaces up here, but it's just unbelievable. It's hard to keep track of everybody that comes in, but we're so blessed. But it's not just about Butler. We're really working well with Allegheny. And I think that's important, that we're good neighbors to each other, and we're working on things like transportation together. How do we figure out how to work on mass transit? Because we know that's an issue in Butler. We don't have a great transit system. We have a good transit system. We want to make it better. So
where is that, Commissioner, where's that development you were talking about that they created their own main street and all?
It's called Meter Farms, Meter Development, and it's right across the street from the Cranberry Municipal Center. So right off of that. Yeah. So
that's
it's
fantastic.
A unique place. Yeah, they do their own, events and shut off streets to do, like community events.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Things like that. So it's fun to watch this area grow.
And one of the fastest growing areas, and I know, Commissioner, you've worked on this, the 228 corridor that goes from a Route 8, over all the way over to 79 through Cranberry and Mars and West Middlesex. Again, we hear from people, the traffic, it needs to be widened, it needs to be improved. And yeah. I think there's a lot of investment, certainly the state, the governor, as well as the PennDOT doing a lot of good work and people working together to make sure that growth doesn't just stifle and people are able to get around easily, as you mentioned, transit and some of the other things.
It's very interesting you said that. We have MSA also, and MSA made a large donation of property because in Cranberry off of 228, as you said, it needed improved 45 years ago. Just it was always on the tip, transit improvement program. And it just couldn't get off the ground. And so, because of that, they would not give highway on and off for new businesses in Cranberry. So that would have definitely stifled. That probably would have stopped the Penns from extending out their area with the Lemieux centers and so on. So, one of the things that we did was we worked with Cranberry. We put in a tunnel to go underneath 228 as soon as you come off 79. That was a lot of private investment. That was a lot of PennDOT investment, county investment. It was a good project. But 228 itself, there's about 100, just recently since we've been in office in 16, we took office. I think there's been over $200 million in investment on 228 alone. Much of that came from the federal highway. We went to, when I say we, I mean my other two commissioners and I went to D.C. and lobbied for a large grant called BUILD. That's about a $20 to $25 million grant. Typically, you get one of those. We got two of them in as many years. So it took about 3 years. We were awarded two different grants. But that encouraged the PennDOT to invest with us. A lot of the municipalities put in dollars. Some of those municipalities, Adams, Cranberry, those folks all had to contribute along with the county. But because of that investment, we didn't go empty-handed and ask for money. We went with money in hand and a plan. And because of SPC and their work and helping us in getting those grants and supporting us, it's been phenomenal. We are on the last leg of this. We have another grant in. We're going after Mega and Infra to finish off the project. And as I said, this has been a 45-year project. And in 10 years, I guess, we've been in office. Now I lose track. We've been able to make those large investments. And we have ports on both ends of 228. It goes down into Beaver and clear over into Armstrong. And each one of those it's identified as the largest transit for GDP, for gross domestic product, for our manufacturing. And again, as you said, I think there was over 12,000 manufacturers that identified 228 as their primary corridor to ship products, both in and out. So we took that seriously and people got behind that.
Commissioner, you got a lot going on.
Thank you, Commissioner.
The big Butler Fair starts Friday, and look for Rich driving one of the school bus demolition derbies. I don't know. Keith, thank you.
Stay
off the great work.
Thanks, Commissioner. Take care. Talk to you.
Absolutely.
Keith Boozle, third term.
Kevin Boozle.
Or Kevin. What did I say, Keith? This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour, we invite Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, encompassing 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh, and in Allegheny County is this great legacy. Andrew Carnegie built libraries in all these communities. And we were just talking about this and how incredible the upgrades that they have done over the years.
Yeah, we are so blessed in this region to have these significant resources and assets called the Carnegie Libraries in the city of Pittsburgh. And outside, they have some are Carnegie, but some are other libraries. And joining us today is the head of the Carnegie Library system, 19 or 20 libraries in the city of Pittsburgh in many of our neighborhoods. And we're delighted to have Andrew Medlar, the executive director and boss of the Carnegie Library System to join us. And one of the things I want to ask the director is about the summer reading program that we really, that they encourage young people to get out and read. And this is a good week to probably stay in and do a little reading. Welcome, Andrew.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Hi, everybody.
Could you tell us a little bit about what this year's program? I know you've been doing this for a number of years, Andrew.
You bet. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I know I'm not the only one who knows that summer is the best time in Pittsburgh, right? And why is that? Because there's so much fun stuff to do. We've got festivals and sports and concerts and whatever you're interested in, there's something for you. And it's the same at the library. I always say everybody's interested in something, and at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh and all the awesome libraries in Allegheny County and across our region, there's books and programs about whatever you're interested in, and we have air conditioning too. So come on in. We always say at COP, we say internally our summer offerings, here's what it's about. It's about books and fun and partnerships. So you're absolutely right. We've been doing this for years and years and years. Because it's fun, and because it's about books, and because it brings the community together. So this summer, our summer reading program theme is Flights of Imagination. And so we're exploring and having fun with everything that flies. And yeah, sure, that's airplanes and hot air balloons and all that, but it's also, yeah, it's dragons, and it's Quidditch brooms, and it's birds, and it's tons of fun stuff. And we have great partners. We can't do this alone. We've working with the National Aviary this summer, the Moonshot Museum, and as always, the amazing Allegheny Regional Asset District. They're the ones, along with all of our amazing and generous donors, who make this possible. And this summer, we're going to up the ante even more, building on these decades and decades of great fun at the library in the summer. And we are challenging Pittsburghers to read 80,000 books between now and our end of summer extravaganza on August 10th. So come to the library, get cool, have fun, and read 80,000 books.
Well, wait a minute, not individually, you're talking collectively, obviously.
Of course.
Larry just got started. He pulled a book out as you were speaking, trying to get there.
Andrew, that's what, about four, average four per kid you expect to have in the 20 libraries?
Here's what we say. Everybody contribute to that 80,000 by reading five books.
Okay.
Five books about whatever you want, whatever you're interested in between now and August 10th. I know you can do it. I have faith in you.
Well, Andrew, I'm curious, and everybody, sometimes you don't observe what's right under your nose. We know we've had these great libraries, and with the rehab and renovations that have been done over the years, explain how the libraries have changed. Rich said they've become community centers too, for those who haven't maybe visited for a while.
That's right. Well, you know, it's amazing that library use across our region continues to go up. So people always say, why do we need libraries? Why have we invested in making sure that all of our buildings are sustainable and welcoming, and I'll say it again, have great air conditioning? It's because the use is going up, and our neighbors love coming to the library, because what do? We foster literacy, we enable exploration, and we enable and create connections. And libraries are that one free place. We are free to the people. We are the one place in the community where you can come and do all of these things together.
And it's a place you can go, and you mentioned you feel welcome, you feel safe. Now with the air conditioning, you feel cool, and you can explore any of your interest. If you're interested in science, if you're interested in sports, if you're interested in history or politics or whatever, and you talked about the flights of imagination this year, to the things that fly, and you know, the astrobotics and all the different places, you can just unlimited to what your imagination can take you to, and the libraries can provide you an access to all those things.
Well, it's so true, and we can help everyone be even more prepared to succeed in life, because literacy is key to what we provide. And that is vital for everybody, regardless of age. Being able to read is something that, you know, it's a library issue, but not only a library issue. It's an educational issue, but not only an educational issue. We have to come together to ensure that every young person and not so young person is fully literate, because that's the key to succeeding in work and school and in life. And the library makes that possible for everybody in the community.
President, director of our Carnegie Library System here. Did you get the job because your name's Andrew? I'm just curious.
It's a really, really great coincidence. And sometimes confusing, but it's totally worth it.
Well, it's great to meet you, and a terrific work you're doing. So thank you so much.
Andrew, thank you. And thank you for improving lives in here in Pittsburgh and in Western Pennsylvania. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. See you at the library.
Andrew Medlar. Again, they do have air conditioning. Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard, Rich Fitzgerald. So, Rich, the next big thing in terms of national, international attention that'll be drawn on the Pittsburgh area is coming soon.
Yeah, Senator McCormick has organized an energy and AI summit that's going to focus on workforce development and workers. And one of the special guests is going to be President Trump, coming in the middle of July to Carnegie Mellon, which obviously is the AI capital of this country. And what I do know about presidential visits, having seen a few over the years, they love to make big announcements. And this president certainly loves to make big announcements. So we are hearing when he comes to town, he's going to make some big announcements.
And that's when?
July 15th. So a few more weeks. So we'll have the 4th of July fireworks, obviously the international stuff that that the president and Washington are dealing with. But locally, you know, we saw him here just a few weeks ago regarding the Nippon U.S. Steel deal, which went forward just last week, got finalized, and then working on AI. So Pittsburgh's always in the middle of economic movement.
And we talked to third-term Butler Commissioner Kevin Boozle in the last half hour, and one of the things I thought about was the Westinghouse complex there in southern Butler County in Cranberry may get some regeneration, because nuclear power is going to play a role.
A huge role. That's exactly right. And we know with the, you know, we've talked about this in the past, but the energy needs, the power needs of electricity is going to be insatiable. And really the two big things that happen are natural gas and nuclear, and southwestern Pennsylvania is poised to do both.
Rich, always appreciate your visit. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Use that air conditioning and stay cool.
Cool.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.